Hogstop Hour, I can't think anything that rhymes with Hoskins, so I'm on the radio and not on the bus.
Sausage, you think I don't know you? And I don't like you! A sausage, what the fuck's this? A sausage, what do I do with this? You don't be given a sausage when you want a knife. Well, I suppose you can train the sausage to cut things up, but it's gonna be a lot of fuck. A sausage, get effort!
La 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 la, you're a peanut! La 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 la, you're a peanut! Stop. Goes the icky.
Hi, I'm Maurice. I'm an executive by day and a wild man by night.
Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? To hug the mountain. To envelop that mountain. Hug the mountain. To envelop that mountain. Hug the mountain. That mountain. He wants to make love to the mountain. Tough young guys, sinewy bodies and their fingers and teeny toes challenge the rock, challenging death. Why do I climb the mountain? Because I'm in love.
Story! It's quite a little cheeky one, quickie for you. It was this fella. He got drunk, snogged his bird, the bird's writing in, and then she said, "Oh, my boyfriend, he got drunk, snogged me, gave me a couple of love bites." Then the next day, he wakes up and goes, what the hell? Who the hell gave you those love bites on your neck, missus, hey? What have you been up to? And she was like, "No, it was you." "Oh, yeah, I don't believe that. You were drunk." "No, I wasn't drunk, you liar hussy." It's quite a tricky position. How do you persuade someone that it was them? Perhaps you could do it the other way around. Someone else did it, and you go, "No, it's you. You're drunk, do you remember?" "No, did I? I don't even remember having a drink." "Yep, really drunk you were." "Wow, bloody hell, it must have been me then." So he told his group, "People, I'm shocked. Stop what you're doing. There's something's gone terribly wrong in the world. I've just heard that Tom Cruise is playing a Nazi. No, Tom, not Tom. Not my Tom. He's a good guy. Come on. He's not a Nazi, for God's sake. Look at his face. Look at it. Tom would rather kill himself than be a Nazi." "What? Oh, he's a good Nazi. Oh, hey, good old Tom." Just heard on the radio, the members of Boyzone, a peculiar name for a group full of 30-year-old blokes now, they have got tribute tattoos of the four digits of when Gately was born. What kind of a tribute tattoo? Come on, at least get his face tattooed on you. I think it'd be better if people got tribute tattoos to people who were alive. And you can say, "Look, tattoo, it's for you, buddy. Face, my arm, look, check it out. Good, isn't it? Yeah, there you are. Woo! Hello, hello! What the fuck? What the fuck? Fuck! Fucking hell, Deirdre, we've got 500 leaflets already. Hardly anyone fucking reads it. Well, why do we keep making leaflets? What the fuck? Deirdre can be quite vicious at times. If you push her, if you push Deirdre, she will attack, and you don't want that. And give you a leaflet. What the fuck? In the fields, seen some dude by jogging with his top off and his little fat belly and boobs wiggling all about. I mean, it's not even that hot. What's he doing? I have to run semi-naked. Bloody animal.
Incidentally, where are your menfolk?
You're the first man I've ever seen.
Don't let go, Kip.
Well, then what's the matter?
Danger, Kip. They want to kill you. They'll take the spaceship and they'll make me go with them.
Well, how?
They can, Kip. They control me.
You'll share man's greatest thrill as you rocket through space to the lost moon city of alluring, ferocious cat women. Theirs is the fevered fury of life without love, goading them to lure men into the den of bloodthirsty moon monsters, driving them to tempt men in the deadly cave of moon gold, flaming into a wild lust to conquer man and destroy the world. Cat women.
Think, yeah, woo, whoa. You see a lesbian on telly, you think, yeah, woo. I'd like a bit of that. You see a lesbian in real life, you go, whoa, was that a man? What the fuck is, what's that? Whoa, she's definitely a lesbian. Look at her. Hey, never say she's definitely a lesbian. Look at her to a really good looking girl. Yeah, no. Sex, baby. Let's talk about sex. I was talking about sex this week. Most weeks I do that. With Mr. Kelly, my dirty pervert mate. And 3 weeks. Yes, you. I'll send it to you. If that is your real name. And I don't know, I think we're talking about sex with birds. I asked about women orgasming and how they've made up the G-spot or something. And he said, well, what people forget is, now all this fuss about women orgasming, what they should remember is they're not really meant to enjoy sex. I thought that was an enlightening comment. It did explain a little bit why he is single. He's not really. I thought he's bloody right. They're not meant to enjoy sex. They're just meant to bloody lay there, stiff as a board, make a few noises of encouragement, whilst the blokes pump away. Then when finished, you can empty themselves in the toilet, and we can all go to sleep. And the reason now, they're all like this, they want orgasms as well. I mean, who told them? Who let on about that? I reckon women wouldn't know about orgasms. I blame Madonna. It's bloody her. I'm sure before Madonna, then the women, they had no idea that they could orgasm through sex. Who let the fucking cat out of the bag? Blokes had a great gig there. They used to sit back, think of England, and it was job's a winner. Now they're all like equal rights. We deserve the right to orgasm too. Placards and burning bras. Burning bras, I'm cool with that. Get the jobbies out. Let them free. Oh yeah. Burn the knickers as well. Let's get the fanny out. Come on, get the muff out. Don't be shy. But all this orgasm talk, ugh. Pain in the arse. They take ages. They can at least have the decency to warm themselves up, meet us halfway. I probably now understand a bit. My girlfriend says she feels a bit nervous when listening to this podcast. None of it's real. It's all made up. I don't have these thoughts. I found them on the internet.
Oh, whoa! What the fuck? Where's my penis gone? Some bastard stole it. All right, come on. Can the Joker who stole my penis just give it back? Look, I won't be angry. No, piss off. You're just a small penis freak. Go on, get out.
That's what swayed my lady friend to go and cinema and see District 9. Now, District 9 is a sci-fi movie. Oh, dear. These ones can be hard to sell to ladies. So in the same way that selling a romantic comedy aimed for women is a hard sell to blokes. Oh, but he falls in love with it. He's got his feelings. Boring. Not seeing that. Does he use these pent-up, angry feelings? Does he go down and train and learn martial arts and then kick the shit out of somebody, do some awesome ninja moves? No. So what does he do? He has a long chat with his girlfriend and they get things off their chest and they cry and then they hug and make up sex and he like... And then he realises he loves her along. It sounds shit. Rubbish, right? I prefer to be ninja. And then went, oh shit, sorry. And then they made up. Sounds better. But I was trying to plug the District 9. And the write-up wasn't helping me at all. Some aliens crash land or something. And then they put them all into South Africa. I don't know why. And then they're big, they're 7 foot, they look a bit fishy, so the humans all call them prawns. So my girlfriend goes, they what? They call them prawns? I said, what? So you want me to go and watch a film about how a load of prawns crash, 7 foot prawns crash in the world, and then we put them all in South Africa, and then we've got to move them from one bit to another bit. Well, are they actual prawns? No, says they're aliens crashed, landed, but we call them prawns. Why do they call them prawns? Look a bit like prawns. It's because you want me to see a film called District 9, which sounds rubbish, about a lot of aliens that look like 7 foot prawns that aren't actually prawns at all. They land somewhere in South Africa. We hurt the humans, who are meant to be the intelligent ones, call the aliens, which are clearly aliens, prawns, into one area of South Africa and then into another area. Yep, well, look at this, look. One of them, he kind of half turns into a prawn, so you get some of the prawn powers. Well, what powers do prawns have? could swim, probably, underwater. It says it's about similar to apartheid in South Africa, where they cigarette black people for quite a while, until Nelson Mandela, probably. But they're doing that with prawns instead, are they? So they're showing us. But he turns into a prawn. Well, that sounds rubbish. Prawns are boring. Just watch the fly instead. That's much better. He turns into a fly. No! That's the problem with science fiction movies. It's just, when you read them, they sound so shit. When you break them down, they sound rubbish. You just have to go with it and believe, like, the Bible or something made up like that. You just got to, if you start saying, Noah tried to put two of each animal, or how many animals? Insects? Or what's one of the ducks? What's the point of putting them in there? Just throw them out, let them swim. I don't know. How big was this up? Look, let's not, let's just go with it, shall believe. No question. Just watch. Believe the prawns. Woo! Prawns.
Of course, everyone knows you can't actually argue with logic with parents because they make children wear short trousers.
AF, you're the 106th caller. I'm sorry. Hello, AF.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Craig from Waltham.
Hey, Craig, guess what?
Oh, did I win?
You are the 107th caller.
Shut up! Don't lie! I have this old... Oh, I cannot... Jesus, I gotta come.
Calm down, calm yourself.
I am the winner! I'm the winner!
Well, what are you gonna do with 100 grand?
I got this... Oh, man, I got this... For a truck, I've got to get a new one. A new truck. Oh, that's...
Wait, dude, how are you going to do that with the candy bar?
What?
How are you going to do that with a candy bar? We just gave you a 100 grand candy bar.
What do you mean?
We gave away 100 grand.
No.
It's a candy bar, bro. Congratulations.
What?
You just won a candy bar.
Hey, what the f***? I've been listening to the radio for like 3 hours, man. You said 100 grand.
Yeah, 100 grand. We gave you a candy
that's
bar.
A candy
congratulations,
bar.
buddy.
You guys are fucking so crazy.
Congratulations,
hey.
Man.
Colonies. I think in real life it's going to be full of fatties and hairies and horriblies. All the exact kind of people who should keep their clothes on. It'll be bloody infested, this colony, with these horrible, ugly people, I reckon. And they're the last people you want to see completely nude, let alone leaping about and all sorts of terrible stuff like that. Night watching the telly, a bit of X Factor, Strictly Come Dancing. I'm not watching Strictly Come Dancing. No fucking way. That Bruce Forsyth, with his jokes, funny finger quotation marks alert. God, he's so unfunny. The fact they actually pay him, we pay him, stand up there and talk old man crap. The only reason they laugh in the audience is some bastard with a board says, puts up the board with laugh on it. That's a bad sign. If you're supposedly a comedian and you need some bloke with a board and anyone who doesn't laugh gets chucked out. Anyway, so we watched The X Factor. Lots of crying. The two little Irish twats have gone through. There's definitely some conspiracy theory going on. How do they get to the final? How do they get through the first round? I think it's like a reverse John Sargent. He's so crap, we'll keep him in because we fucking want to. They're just manufacturing that and then just keeping him in anyway, no matter how many votes go on. And they chuck out the bloody four strippers. Now, if that's not a fix, I don't know what is. We had Danny Minogue saying the favourite dude, Johnson or someone, saying he likes boys and girls. Yeah, thanks, that's just what he needs. Tell everyone he fancies boys, because that won't lose him many votes, will it? Against the largely homophobic public. Thanks a bunch. Of course, on the reverse, if he said Danny likes women, she'd probably get praised for it. Oh, how unfair life is, isn't it? Hey? Then you had Robbie Williams exclusive with the man from Ridian Voiceover. And then Chimp-Faced Williams comes dancing around acting like a complete twat. hey, I'm so cool, look at me, look at me. And then goes to sing the most crappy song that anyone's ever heard. And I was just thinking there, why is he so cocky? That song's shit. With the lyric, if Jesus really died for me, then Jesus really tried for me. Yeah, thanks, Robbie God Williams, you big twat. Twat, what's that? I was going to call him a twat, but then I wanted to call him a fart for some reason at that time, and it just came out like that. It's lucky Williams isn't on the show, I think he'd been booted out easily. And then you have Berkey, last year's winner, who came on and sang some piss-poor song about, ooh, how I like the bad boys. Well, that sounds really street. And it sounds something like this. I like the bad boys and always get my way. Then you had some rapper come out, Flo Rida, who no one's ever fucking heard of. My girlfriend thought he was one of the contestants. Him coming out, giving it all the arms crossed, look at me, I'm a mean rapper from the street. And you've got Berkey singing, ooh, the bad boys. Yeah, that makes them sound really bad. Ooh, look out everyone, here comes some bad boys. Run for cover. They might take our pocket money. You know, if a bad boy came up to rob you, you'd go, ooh, tussle his little head. I don't think so, son. Go on. I know where your mum lives. Go on. Brilliant! Orgies. Hey! Orgies. Brilliant! Nude people rioting. Brilliant! Hey! This is amazing. News nuggets. In Samoa, 6 o'clock, Tuesday, something of September, they changed from driving on the right side of the road to the left side of the road. How fucking fucked up is that? So you are driven somewhere on the right-hand side, and then all of a sudden, at 6 o'clock, everyone switches to the left. Whoa, how many accidents are they going to have? Loads! Now, let's think about it. That is a peculiar thing to suddenly do the old switcheroo. But, I mean, what about buses? Now, every time they let someone off, they let the whole lot of people into the middle of the road. Because their doors are set to use on the right side of the road. In fact, all the bus stops, they still work, I suppose. Ooh, weird, weird, weird. All the steering wheels on the other side. I mean, you can drive the other side, but it's a bit peculiar. And what happens when someone who's driven on the right, now goes to the left, comes to a roundabout? It's going to be chaos! And what is actually the benefit of this? As a precaution, they've stopped selling booze all day today. And so at 6 o'clock, all of a sudden a bell starts ringing, and that is the sign for everyone to change sides in the road. I mean, that can be pretty awkward. What if you're going down a motorway? So then everyone has to start using, all of a sudden you'll be in the slow lane, in the fast lane. And what if you want to go somewhere? You'll have to turn round. Why don't you just go across the other side of the road? It's so odd. My brain can't even think about it. It's shutting down. Hello. Sir, the lady sniffer himself, the fanny catcher, the lip lover, the hairy cabbage herder, Spider-Man's nemesis, the gorilla stabber, the bumpkin basher, the bearded man's love trumpet, the front arse with lips, the cave dweller, entering the caveman's front door, the cheese installation, the furry fun hole, pleasure valley, hairy heaven, poor boy's kit bag, the delicious hairy snack you can eat between meals, the workman's entrance, toad in the hole, the queen's royal box, keep it secret, keep it safe, keep it hairy.
This is Poland, where men are still considered a little risque if they haven't got a moustache.
I'm walking here by the lake type place thing, reservoir, I shall call it, walking by the reservoir, and you see the ducks in there, however it's iced over, and there's loads of water, but all the ducks are buggering off to get under my feet on the path for some reason, but when you see them in the water, I still think they must be cold. I know they're ducks and they've got special waterproof feathers or whatever, But you just think, it must come on. You must be cold, ducks. Admit it. Go on, say it once. Go on. Tell me you're cold, and that's it. I'll leave you alone. Wee little slip. Never do. What about the seagulls? They must surely get cold. They don't spend much time in the water. They're just like standing around on the ice, acting tough, saying, look at me, I'm on the ice, you're not. Why can't they like do some DNA and like give us the cold abilities of the ducks? Maybe even seagull's feet. I love the cold. I don't want it to look like seagull's feet. That would just be stupid. But I want their abilities to withstand cold. Now what am I talking about? Why have the... Of all the things for the seagull to have, I've chosen to have his feet. That is just stupid. Surely I'll have some wings. Oh no, get the feet. I'm late good. Fuck it. Your seagulls are getting bigger, and my theory is that they're growing in size based on their new efficiency at getting food from playgrounds and schools. There's always some whopping big fucking seagulls around there. They must be like mum's sandwiches or dairy slices or whatever, but they're getting bigger. And what I plan to do now is send them over to Europe. And so instead of us having Eurowasps, they can have some fucking English seagulls and go, whoa, we'll bully their little weedy Euro ones. And let's see how Europe likes it when we send oversized, aggressive animal stroke insects over to them, eh? They sent over their Euro mallards, bullying the smaller, less aggressive English mallards, their Euro wasps, bigger, more aggressive, always bigger, more. Why can't we just have some more passive, smaller versions of these? Like, oh look, here's the Euro stinging nettle, tiny, doesn't really, it just tickles you in fact. Where are those bloody things? I have the Euros bloody attacking the English defensive, less aggressive English pound. Where's it gonna end, eh? One day you might have loads of Euro women aggressive. Grabbing mates, wee! That'll be the day, these aggressive, big-breasted Euro ladies come over, knocking out the fat, passive English ladies, and gobbling up the delicious hostie. Well, that's a dream, sorry. It might come true. Come on, fingers crossed.
Something, and so are redheads or blondes. That's tall women or short, because height is in the eye of the beholder. If someone who likes me for me is who I'm looking for, because I'm that type of guy who likes me. Everyone I know is married, and I don't know anybody or anything, and it's just not right when, because I deserve love like anybody else. I don't need to rummage through the dumpster for a playboy. God, give me a job. I want to do that one again. I want to do that one more time.
I want to listen to Hot South Hour one more time.
Advert on the radio for a nightclub in Birmingham. Let's give it an Oceana. And they were saying, hey, come down to Oceana, Birmingham. Tonight you've been a party. This weekend you've been a party with Will Meller from Hollyoaks. Woohoo! Will Meller from Hollyoaks? He was in that about bloody 8 years ago. Flipping hell. Still, he's getting paid to piss around in nap nightclubs in Birmingham whilst everyone else is paying to get in. Well, I won't be paid to get in, but if I were into
nightclubs with Will Miller in, I'd be there. It's going to be packed, isn't it? Beautiful, beautiful. Homosexuals! Beautiful. What is another name for cherry pickers and cheesemongers? Cherry pickers and cheesemongers. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Homosexuals! Beautiful.
It's all woman and all that every woman wants to be. Forceful, feminine, free, super brain, super body, super charged, super chick. A swinging motion picture experience about a super kind of woman. In public, she's a mild-mannered stewardess. In private, she's a mistress of the martial arts. Super chick, she's more than just one woman. And too much for just one man. Super chick, a super kind of woman. Always in the middle of where the action is. Always ready for a new adventure. You can't afford to miss Super chick. She's much more than you ever had before.
So, here we are, children. Here we are. Who came first, Hitler or Charlie Chaplin? And the way I tell them apart, a little trick, is Charlie Chaplin wasn't the one who tried to take over the world and disliked Jewish people and only liked blonde fellas who were 6 foot tall. He was the other one. Here's nuggets, give it to me. Popping bubbles to treat cancer. I read the title and thought, wow, brilliant. They'll just like give the little bubble wrap to cancer patients and they'll be like, whoop, 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 and then their new relaxed kind of atmosphere would just, you know, the cancer would just fall away. But the actual answer is more Star Trek on your ass. The scientists at Oxford are trying to harness the energy released when bubbles collapse as a way of killing cancer cells. They have built a device. Now that sounds good, a device. You know they mean business when they've got a device in the bloody corner of the room. The device to beam waves of ultrasound into the body, generating bubbles at the site of a tumour. Sounds brilliant and incredibly dangerous. Beaming fucking things inside people with a device that kills cancer. Who made this up? Dr. Evil! How does it work, I hear you say? Well, I think roughly when these bubbles pop, they release energy as heat, killing rogue cells. When any wave moves through matter, it weakens. And some of the energy is turned into heat. This is why microwaves heat up food and light waves from the sun warm the earth. So it sounds like to me, they're saying, they're going to microwave people. Yeah, that sounds like it'll work. Cook them. Defrost them. They don't go crazy, you know. Whew. Just do it lightly. The principle of this technique is the same as burning a hole in paper by focusing sunlight through a magnified glass. Apart from you can't burn in the inside of the paper, can you? The dude, he likes to call it the energy shovel. It allows us to grab this energy and use it where needed. Cool. It's hard, actually, but there you go.
And cross the roundabout on the third exit.
After 400 yards, cross the roundabout, third exit.
Well, I was just walking in the field, and then out came a bloody grouse. Well, he was walking like peculiar, man. It was like straight back upright, walking along, zigzagging away, just thinking, who's after him? Was he got a sniper on him? Zigzag, zigzag. Unpredictable. And then he just flew off, and he got startled. Why did he just do that anyway? Still, who is the stupid one? I'm the one going back to work now. What's Mr. Grouse doing? Running about a bit, flying, go for a bite to eat, that's it. Hey, think about that. Got it worse than a grouse. In the day, probably at night, he looks in through my window. Ooh, what's he watching on telly? Oh, look at that. True Blood. Oh, about vampires. Love that series. Heard so much about it. And then he's outside. Ha! Take that, Mr. Grouse. Heart attacks they have on soap operas. Gotta put your arm up to the air and... Grade, red belt, black tip. Walking stance, knife hand, front strike. Gunan so somkal napundi ap tarigi. L stance, forearm low block. Nianja so palmok najundi maki. Walking stance, reverse knife hand, high front strike. Gunan so san dung napundi ap tarigi. Sitting stance, forearm middle front block. Anan so dung jumak napundi yop tarigi. L stance, X knife hand checking middle side block. Nianja so kiocha songkal kiande yop maki. Walking stance, both palms upward block. Gunan so do son badak olio maki.
Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? To hug the mountain. To envelop that mountain with hug the mountain. To envelop that mountain with hug the mountain. That mountain, that mountain. He wants to make love to the mountain. Tough young guys, sinewy bodies and their fingers and teeny toes challenge the rock, challenging death. Why do I climb the mountain? Because I'm in love.
If that bird wants to play around, I'll say any minute I could just let out a big fucking fat shit all over your arm. Do you want to play with that thing? My shit's a 10 wipes. Do you want to wipe up that shit? Do you? Fuck. Yeah. I don't want to wipe that shit up.
Yeah, look at him, he looks like a fucking Quasimoto. I'm laughing.
No Christmas for the Jehovah's Witness.
All the Catholics and Baptists get gifts.
No Christmas for the Jehovah's Witness.
So how come
Marcus Alfalfa don't get shit, 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 shit?
Now if you want to send something funny to Hoss Alfalfa, well bloody do it then. HossHalfHour@gmail.com, you little slags. Go on, send something in.
Where did that accent come from?
Yes, indeed, sir.
You're
get
fucking
the fuck. Get the fuck.
Stop making me insult you. It's just like...
Stop forcing my hand.
Honestly.
Stop fucking forcing my hand.
And here is... Are the Muck-Ups.
And then... Yeah, I saw a mother.
What?
You're like, I haven't got a clue. Girls in the street started giving me the big eye. Unusual to hear where they started and then what they finish on. Make your weapon esteemed. Yeah. Brilliant. My rod is so big that it can be shared among five mouths. Oh, yes. Share it. Share the wealth. Yeah. Brilliant. Oh, Lordy B. Right, that's over.